The Middle East is not the only place where the peace process is in trouble. In Northern Ireland, the wobbly three-year-old Good Friday Agreement has been strained over disarming the IRA and revamping the Royal Ulster Constabulary. So when three men with alleged links to the IRA were arrested in Colombia this past week, tensions ratcheted even higher. The three entered Colombia on false passports and spent 6 weeks in the area controlled by the FARC rebel group. Marianne McGuire reports from Belfast.
The three suspected Irish Republican Army members arrested in Colombia for allegedly training Marxist rebels are expected back in Northern Ireland as early as this week. Colombian authorities acknowledged that they could only prove that the three Irishmen carried false passports, a crime punishable by deportation. Other evidence was hard to find. Tests apparently showed that the three had come in contact with explosives. Earlier in the week, the news of the three arrests sent ripples through Northern Ireland's fragile peace process. The Colombian State Army described the three men as members of the IRA and added they have trained FARC rebels in making bombs and non-conventional weapons. Police sources in Belfast confirmed that two of the men had previously served prison sentences for the IRA. And Friday, a spokesperson for the Cuban government revealed that the third man had been Sinn Féin's representative in Latin America. The claim was strongly rejected in Belfast by the party. Assembly member Alex Maskey says he doesn't know what the three men were doing in South America.
I have no idea why they were there. I do not have to explain on behalf of Sinn Féin why those people were in Colombia. It's not the business of Sinn Féin why they're in Colombia, so therefore I don't have to give an explanation. But I don't have an explanation, which is the essential point that people need to understand. I don't have an explanation. They were not there on behalf of our party, so therefore I don't have to give an explanation. I don't have one.
Amid the frenzy of speculation and unconfirmed reports, the arrests have sparked a new crisis of confidence in the peace process. Pro-British unionists say people have started to question the IRA's real intentions and have lost faith in their ceasefire. Chris McGimsey is a minister in Northern Ireland's power-sharing government.
I think it is difficult to overestimate the damage that this has done to the political process. The people of Northern Ireland have no faith today in the IRA ceasefire. And we require Gerry Adams to come clean and tell us where this stands as far as the IRA ceasefire is concerned. They have been talking peace, but clearly preparing for war, either for themselves, for others, or for themselves and others combined.
This new crisis of confidence comes as political parties are still attempting to find a compromise to prevent the total collapse of the 1998 peace accord. They have another 4 weeks to negotiate to try and find a deal on the issues of IRA disarmament, police reform and a reduction of Britain's military presence. But things are not looking good. Tuesday, the IRA withdrew the plan it had made to render its weapons unusable. The initiative had previously been rejected by the pro-British Ulster Unionists, who said they would settle for nothing less than formal IRA disarmament. Then, on Friday, Britain unveiled its plan on police reform, one of the key chapters of the Good Friday Accord. The reform of the Royal Ulster Constabulary has always been one of the most controversial issues of the peace process. Pro-British Unionists oppose changes to this force, currently 92% Protestant. Irish nationalists, who describe it as politically biased, want radical reforms. The British Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, John Reid, said he hoped all sides would endorse these fresh proposals.
The plan sets out the future of policing for the people of Northern Ireland, for whom the new beginning offers new levels of ownership, participation, security and stability. It is a blueprint for fundamental and positive change.
But Sinn Féin, which is also the largest nationalist party, says the reforms do not go far enough. The party chair, Mitchell McLaughlin, says more work has to be done.
We've not yet got there, despite the work that has been done and despite the progress that we have achieved. So we will finish this business successfully, in our opinion, but it will require further work and further responses from the British government.
The parties have until Tuesday to give their formal response on policing, but whatever they decide, political tensions are again expected to rise when the three Irishmen are deported from Colombia, and more emerges on a story that has captivated audiences both north and south of the island. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Maguire in Belfast.